This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration said Sunday that Turkey will soon be moving forward with its plans to carry out a military operation in northern Syria to combat Syrian Kurdish fighters that Turkish leaders see as a threat. U.S. forces have backed Kurdish fighters in the battle to reclaim controls of areas from Islamic State fighters in Syria. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led military alliance that controls nearly one quarter of Syria's territory, said Sunday that any Turkish incursion into Syria would throw the entire region into indefinite instability. A second U.S. intelligence official has approached the intelligence community's watchdog with firsthand information that backs the original whistleblower complaint against President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. A lawyer representing the two said this on Sunday. Mark Zayed, who represents both whistleblowers, said the second whistleblower came forward after the intelligence community's inspector general began investigating in August. Meanwhile, the president is firing back, as VOA's Michael Sullivan explains.
Trump says he's concerned about corruption in Ukraine, possibly involving the Democratic frontrunner in the 2020 presidential campaign, Joe Biden, whose son, Hunter, had business dealings in a company that was under investigation in Ukraine. Trump asked the Ukrainian president to look into the matter in a phone call critics say was aimed at getting dirt on arrival in exchange for nearly $400 million in U.S. aid. An intelligence official complained, and another is said to have complained to Inspector General Michael Atkinson.
Comes from the most corrupt president we've had in modern history. He's the definition of corruption.
Trump calls the investigation a witch hunt by leading Democrats in Congress, including Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And this is VOA News.